A man who is a, say he's a tightwad, one holds on to what he's got, what else would you call him?
Well, one of the terms you'd use is a miser.
Anything else?
You might use the word stingy, tight.
Is the word common ever used in a complimentary sense?
The word common?
Uh-huh.
In a complimentary sense.
I would use the word common sometimes.
Well, we might say we have something in common. We might say your interest and my interest are the same in some things, so I would say we have something in common.
How about speaking of a person who is quite lively? You might say she is also, if they are real lively, active.
Well, of course, I'm thinking of the word. I don't think you mean that. We'd say they might be energetic or they're lively or energetic or...
The person can feel very easy about a situation, but the same token, they could also feel
uneasy.
They could also be what, rather than being uneasy, they could be.
Well, you mean concerned about it or worried about it? I mean, you're talking in terms of uneasiness. You might be worried about it, you might be concerned about it.
Or you could be afraid something was going to happen. What else could you say?
I can't think of the term right there that I would use it to.
If a person, maybe a person is not afraid now, but they, in times past, they were afraid, so you might say
they were, I see.
They're not afraid now, but in times past, they were afraid, so you might say he or she.
Well, see, if they was afraid, you might say they got over their scaredness or got over their uneasiness or
used to
be scared or they feel more confident now. Or
you might say sometimes that a person is, they act funny or they might be a little touchy. You might say that person acts.
Yeah, well, there's different terms that you could use there and you might... common terms that you use, that might be a little touched in the head.
Or, you know, when they would act sort of odd.
Queer?
Yeah. Does that have any other meaning?
Queer?
Yeah, for a person.
Well, you'd say they might act different, or queer, or odd, or...
The person you might say who is fixed in his ways, he's opinionated, he's hard to sway to your way of thinking. How would you describe it?
Well, a common usage would be to say he is set in his ways. That means he has so established himself that he is not going to be convinced and not going to be moved from it.
Any other words?
He is set in his ways, or he is, I believe there is other terms.
Using his head in there, you see, is what?
Pardon?
If you used his head with one of these words, you would say he's what? Hard-headed?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, hard-headed, that'd be a term that you use.
A person who is easily offended, you got to watch what you say to him.
Well, one of the terms that we would use, I don't know where it would be the most, but we'd say they're kindly touchy about certain matters. You better be careful what you say because they're kind of touchy on that subject or they're easy to get offended.